brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we have the feast of St. Columban. And who, you say, is St. Columban? He was born in 543 in Ireland, but he stayed away from women, really, until an elderly hermitess counseled him to go to the monastery. He was a Bangor for many years before he heard the call to go to France, and there Columban found the great monastery of Luxeuil and two other abbeys, although he continued to seek the solitude of a cave for prayer. Stories abound concerning his authority over wild beasts. It's amazing, isn't it? And after Columban rebuked the Burgundian king for keeping concubines, he was exiled. He found his way to Italy, where he ended his days at Bombio in 615. He was a man who loved the Lord, who followed the Lord no matter how difficult the path. And so we pray today as we begin. O God, who in St. Columban wonderfully joined the work of evangelization to zeal for monastic life, grant, we pray, that through his intercession and example, we may strive to seek you above all things and to bring increase to your faithful people. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, how often do you pay attention to the opening prayer at Mass? It's what we're asking for. Make the intention that's prayed for at the beginning of Mass to be yours. Use a missal. Look at the opening prayer and make that yours. And now we'll take a look at the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, and then chapter 4b to 5. I know that sounds really odd, but that's how it's listed here. I, John, looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. They were singing what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human race for God and for the Lamb. On their lips, no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. Brothers and sisters, we all know that none of us is perfect. But look ahead. Look ahead and look at your life right now. Are there sins you could avoid, or are there just habits and patterns to you? Or do you have a temper that's out of control? Whatever it may be, take the time. Even if it seems small, take the time to say, Lord, I want my sacrifice to join the hymn before your face. He will do that. He is God. He hears you. He hears what you say and do all the time. Please trust him. Don't ever say, oh, I've not gone to church for years. I don't want to go now. Consider, you could go. You could come back to the Lord. Open your heart to him, because all the saints pray for you and for me and for the whole world all the time, that we may see his face. Please, brothers and sisters, take a look at your own life. Because Psalm 24 tells us, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Don't you long to see his face? I do. I long to see his face. At the same time, I don't want to go yet. But it is a long-held desire in me to see the face of God. I think I feel like it's impossible, but God makes the impossible possible for those who love him. And so I try, and I repent for my sins, and I come back to him again and again, saying, please forgive me. Please, brothers and sisters, your God is right with you right now. Right now, he is beside you. Love him. Speak to his heart. He waits for you. Psalm 24 tells us, the Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, for he founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Please, brothers and sisters, seek him. Long to see him, because every joy, every hope will be given to you on that day that you see him. If you are really giving your life to the Lord right now, please, brothers and sisters, don't just say, oh yes, someday I'm going to die. Don't do that. Please open your hearts to him and to what he wants of you while you are here on earth. You can be his evangelist here on earth. Oh, brothers and sisters, bring peace, bring healing, bring hope to many people, please. And the Gospel of Luke tells us, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And then he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. And Jesus said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made their offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. My goodness, brothers and sisters, where are we? We begrudge so often giving anything to anybody. There are people who give out of their surplus, and that's fine. But there are others who really, though they can give very little, are giving, in a sense, all that they have. Where are you? Where am I? Let us look around to the needs of others. I really encourage you this week, look around at the needs of others. And you say, well, I don't have that much money. Don't give what you do have. Keep what you need. Don't keep a surplus. Unless it's for something particular you're saving. And then ask God if your need is greater than this poor person's. Look around at the needy. You'll see them everywhere. Please look around and be generous. Reach out. Even if all you have is a dollar or 50 cents or a quarter or a nickel, offer it for those who are poorer than you. Please, brothers and sisters, this is the heart of God. This is the heart of God. He doesn't look at the grand that those who have everything, unless they are also given to the Lord. But so many people are caught up in this world's values and this world's things that they can give you. But the truly wise is the one who looks to the Lord. Say, Lord, you have my heart. You have my life. I will follow you as closely as I can. Teach me. Help me to see that when I have something extra, that I can give it. Give it away to someone who is more in need. Even if your gift is only a nickel, give it. If you can give a dollar, give it. Please, brothers and sisters, Let's become people of the heart for the poor. Did you ever think of that? What would America be if we truly had a heart for the poor? If we truly reached out. I know many of you listening to this are already doing it. Blessed be God and thank you. But I think there are others of us who want to have a surplus, who want to have everything working for us. We want to make sure that we're secure. If you have a family, of course you need to put some aside. But do you need to put aside as much as you are? If you can, even if it's a nickel, give it. Brothers and sisters, the day will come when we will stand before the Lord, and the Lord will ask us, what have you done with what I gave you? Please, let us not be embarrassed or ashamed on that day. Let us be able to say honestly, I didn't have much, Lord, but I gave away what I could. My goodness, how God would be praised and honored by your generosity. I remember as a child, seeing someone come to our door begging for something, another child. And I just looked at him, and I didn't quite know what to do. I was too young. But I said, stay here. And I ran and I got my mother. And she came out and she gave him something very good. I've never forgotten that. Brothers and sisters, let's you and me begin even today to be more generous. I don't mean you have to give away hoards. I'm not saying that. But give. Might be time. It might be time that you give. It might be driving someone somewhere. It could be any of those kinds of things, but it could also be money. Brothers and sisters, you know, I didn't actually intend to say all this when I started this program, but I feel that the Lord is looking upon us right now, and he's saying, oh, give me to others. In the form of money, in the form of food, in the form of shelter, in the form of clothing, whatever. You will touch them with the heart of God. I really do ask you, brothers and sisters, to take what I'm saying seriously. Reach out. Because I know the joy of giving. I never forgot the face of that little boy when he went away with food. I've never forgotten that. He certainly could have fed his family with what he took. Oh, brothers and sisters, what joy that child must have been given. And did that child pass it on to someone as he grew up? I do not know. But I pray that it is so. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to the poor and the needy. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.